The crew of the sailing yacht Infinity pride themselves on exploring untouched places around the world, while raising a little environmental awareness along the way. But when they passed through Unalaska earlier this summer on their way to the Northwest Passage, one crew member had a questionable interaction with a bald eagle. Zoe Sobel with Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
Don't get upset. I'm going to touch you a little bit. This is the hand, and it's going to touch you gently.
The Instagram video posted in late May shows a gloved hand reaching out toward the bald eagle perched on a dumpster.
I want to touch you, and you don't want me to touch you, and there's some problems associated with this thing. Well, just don't be offended by the touching that's going to happen. Well, you need to be quiet. No. Look.
The video was shot not long after the Infinity arrived in Unalaska, before attempting to transit the Northwest Passage to alert Canada, the northernmost permanently inhabited place, and then circumnavigate the top of Greenland. When KUCB went for a tour of the 120-foot concrete sailboat, Nico Edwards, the crew member who posted the video, joked with engineer Victor Legros about getting injured for publicity.
It would be good, I think, but it's not a universally shared thing, that it'd be good if somebody were to get heavily maimed. It would help us get PR.
So he's trying to get me to pet like eagles so that they rip my, so hopefully mangle my face or my fingers on camera, like the bin chickens.
And display your like mangled nubs.
Yeah. We're having a, like, how much is my hand worth? We're negotiating the cost of my finger so I can do it before we go.
Yeah, I told him he doesn't really need it because he's an engineer. He doesn't need all the digits.
That humor doesn't play well with those who regulate eagle-human interactions.
We would encourage anyone to avoid trying to touch or capture eagles.
Jordan Muir works for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, monitoring raptors in the state of Alaska. He didn't respond to questions on this specific eagle incident, but he says pestering eagles is illegal and dangerous.
Eagles, they have extremely powerful talons and feet. They're capable of killing large animals, and we just wouldn't want to see anyone injured by them. And eagles themselves, they're really fragile animals, believe it or not, with hollow bones like most birds. And that makes them susceptible to injury by even the best intentioned of people.
Eagles are protected by two federal laws, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act and the Bald Eagle and Golden Eagle Protection Act. So if you don't have a permit, disturbing an eagle could earn you a $100,000 fine, a year in prison, or both. Oftentimes, Muir says penalties come down to whether the interaction was intentional.
If it's an unintentional act, we really try and work our best with the public to inform them, to educate them. And if there is a need, you know, to gather eagles or collect eagles or move them, then we'll just work with them through the permit system best we can to help address their issues and help the situation.
It's unlikely Edwards had a permit when he approached the eagle. The crew of the Infinity has a history of flouting regulations. When they went to Antarctica in 2014, they didn't have permits or insurance. Edward says they were caught after posting pictures on Facebook. Ultimately, the crew was fined $270.
I know. If we had gotten a guy, that'd be like thousands and thousands of dollars. And we were careful. Like, we washed our boots. No, we didn't want to put the penguins at risk. We took all of our trash with us. We sit on the power of the wind, sun. We're way better than all those, you know, cruise ships and stuff. So, you know, but we got a lot of flack for that. The $270 worth of flack.
Edwards says it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. At this point, it's unclear if he'll be penalized for disturbing eagles in Unalaska. The last social media post showed the Infinity in Teller on July 12th. They hope to conclude their expedition by the end of September. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.